waiting for all afternoon. After a couple of semifinal wins for McLouth and Troy, we get a top three showdown in the state for a regional championship and a rematch from a year ago where Troy won it 1-0 and finished runner-up at the state tournament. McLouth is the number one team in the state, and they get number three Troy in a rematch. Revenge on the mind, although the Bulldogs won two games against the Trojans just a few weeks ago. Let's run through the lineups real quick before we take a quick break before first pitch, and we'll start with Troy. At 19-2 overall, they just beat Riverside 11-2 in the semifinals. Emma Weber, a sophomore, leads things off. She's at shortstop. Harper Wettstein, the freshman center fielder, bats second. Peyton Ingeman, the senior, she'll pitch again and bat third. Gracie Grable, a sophomore, at second base, batting fourth. Kaylee Grable, the senior first baseman, bats fifth. Gracie McConaughey, the freshman third baseman, she bats sixth. Davina Bennett, the senior right fielder, batting seventh. Allison Grable batting eighth, the freshman left fielder. And Mackenzie Christensen, the sophomore catcher, batting ninth. For McLouth, Carissa Bandel, the senior, she'll lead things off and pitch inside the circle. Crescenda Bandel, the sophomore left fielder, bats second. Jillian Holwick, the senior second baseman, she bats third. Danny Lee, the sophomore shortstop, she was the story in the win over Valley Falls, a couple home runs and 14 strikeouts inside the circle. Anna Patch, she'll bat fifth, the junior catcher. Elizabeth Holloway bats sixth, playing first. Summer Wyatt, the seventh spot in center field. Marissa Carey bats eighth, the junior third baseman. And Charlie Coffin, the freshman DP, batting ninth. We'll step aside, and we're back with the first pitch right after this.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
McLouth and Troy in the regional championship for a second consecutive year, and we're happy to bring it to you. Number one against number three in the state in Class 2-1A. Brandon Tam and Joseph Curry with you as we bring you the final game of the tournament and a ticket to state next week. And Pratt is on the line as Troy will bat first in this ball game with Emerson Weber. It is Weber, Wettstein, and Ingeman. Troy won the regional championship last year over McLouth 1-0. Troy with an 11-2 win over Riverside in the semis. And Carissa Bandel's first pitch is swung on and missed. Strike number one, and we are off and running. Defensively for McLouth, carries at third, Lee at short, Holwick at second, Holloway's at first, Anna Pat's catching for Bandel, Crescenda Bandel's in left, Wyatt in center, Abby Pat's in right. Now a bunt put down. Fielded by Carey, throw to first in time for the first out. 5-3, one up and one down for Harper Wettstein. Wettstein reached three times in four at-bats in the win over Riverside. She walked twice, reached on a fielder's choice, and scored three runs. Bats for the first time in the championship against Carissa Bandel. These two teams played just a few weeks ago. She shows bunts, and it's a strike. McLeod swept Troy 6-2. And then 15-0 at the beginning of the month. 22-0 is McLeod. 19-2 is the Troy record coming in after their wins respectively in the semis. Next pitch upstairs, one ball and one strike near to Harper Wettstein. Peyton Ingeman will follow. No score, just getting going in the first. And Carissa Bandel rifles in a strike, and it's 1-2. Once again, last year, we get the same pitching matchup, Carissa Bandel and Peyton Ingeman. And it was a 1-0 walk-off Troy win. So excited to see how this one plays out here today. There's a swing and a miss. And a strike three. Sit down Wettstein, and two up and two down for Peyton Ingeman.
Now batting number nine, Peyton Ingeman.
Ingeman homered against Riverside, her 17th home run of the year. That's one away from tying a single-season state record. 18 back in 2015 by Reagan Hathaway of Olathe Northwest. And Bandel fires in a first-pitch strike. It's 0-1. Well, we saw the last two at-bats for Ingeman against Riverside. Pretty much she was intentionally walked after she had hit the home run in that second inning. But Bandel going right at her in a swing and a miss. Strike two. Bandel's not going to back down. Two up, two down. Ingeman down 0-2. No score, top one. Regional title on the line. Here's Bandel's pitch. It is high, 1-2. Good eye for Ingeman. So Ingeman had the two-run homer. She also walked three times, scored four times, and drove in two in the win over Riverside. The 1-2 from Bandel. In there! Strike three call in the inside corner. Bandel thriving through the first three batters. Three up and three down. Half an inning in the books. No score.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So, for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town and Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
No score, bottom of the first inning. Regional championship here in Wathena. McLeod and Troy. Bulldogs, the home team, the top seed and number one ranked in the state, as it'll be Carissa Bandel, the senior pitcher, to lead things off for the Bulldogs. She was 1-for-4 in the Valley Falls win earlier today. She started in center field in that game and, of course, pitching here in the regional championship. She was the pitcher in the 6-2 win over Troy just a couple of weeks ago. Ingeman back in the circle. Her first pitch is outside for ball one. Carissa Bandel, followed by her sister, Crescenda and Jillian Holwick, here in the first for the Bulldogs. Pratt is the location for the state tournament next week. This one fouled straight back. Now one ball and one strike. Peyton Ingeman pitched the first game, against Riverside. She went the distance, had 11 strikeouts, and is right back inside the circle for this one. And now this one slapped to the left side, diving attempt, and I think that's in fair territory. It is. And running up to second base is Carissa Bandel with a leadoff double. Or wait, I think it was caught. Hold on a minute. The dugout was blocking the vision down the left field line. And I think they're going to say it was a foul ball. Okay. So no outs. It's a strike. And Carissa Bandel going up to the batter's box. So originally it looked like she was playing it like it was fair. One ball and two strikes, so nothing there. Still the opening batter here for McLeod in the bottom of the first. One ball and two strikes. Ingeman's pitch. It is in the dirt. Ball two. McConaughey playing at third. Weber at short. Gracie Grable at second. Kaylee Grable's at first. Christensen catching. Allison Grable in left. Wettstein in center. Bennett's in right. Ingeman's 2-2, slap to the left side, going to be a tough play for Weber, not a chance for the speed of Carissa Bandel to beat out an infield single, and the leadoff man is on for the Bulldogs. Here is Crescenda Bandel, the sophomore left fielder. Her sister at first with nobody out, no score, bottom one. 6-2 and 15-0 was the McLeod sweep over Troy on the first, and then a bunt single. It's going to be a double play. No, but it's dropped at first. A bunt attempt by Crescenda popped in the air. It was caught by Ingeman, and they had Carissa doubled up, but Kaylee Grable dropped the throw, so it's one out. Would have been a monster double play, but instead just one out. Julian Holwick now, the senior second baseman, with Carissa Bandel still at first. Ingeman's pitch. They show bunt. It's high. It's far outside the zone. And without a throw, Carissa Bandel steals second. A base hit could give the Bulldogs an early lead. McLeod, number one in the state. Troy, number three. Here's Ingeman's pitch. It is high, pops out of the glove, and without a throw, back-to-back pitches, and now Carissa Bandel. The Bulldogs, the early 1-0 lead. Holwick ahead in the count, 2-0. Holwick reached twice. There's a swing and a miss, now 2-1. She reached via an error. And also a single and a run scored in the semifinal win over Valley Falls. So you add the 10 runs for McLeod. They have now outscored their opponents 297-8. She puts down a bunt. It's popped in the air. Christensen with the catch for out number two. So they tried the squeeze play. Unsuccessful. And Carissa Bandel still stuck at third, but now two outs. And it's up to Danny Lee, who was the difference in the win over Valley Falls. Two home runs, five RBIs. She pitched the distance and struck out 14. Now a chance to give her team a lead here against number three. Pitches low, it gets away, and on a wild pitch, the Bulldogs take a 1-0 lead. That was the issue in the first game of their doubleheader a couple weeks ago. Five of their six runs in the 6-2 win were via errors or wild pitches. And a wild pitch gives McLeod the 1-0 lead here in the first. A 1-0 count here on Danny Lee with now nobody on. Pitch is low. Now two balls and no strikes to Lee. Lee's home run was a two-run shot in the third against Valley Falls in the semifinals. That was a deep shot to right field, and then her home run to close it in the sixth, the three-run shot to dead center. And she'll slap one to the right side, field it on a hop, play it first in time, and that retires the side. But the Bulldogs get a run in on a wild pitch. One inning through it in this regional championship, a 1-0 Bulldogs lead here on Care.
True taco lovers can't say Tuesday without thinking taco, especially at the home of Taco Tuesday, Taco John's. So this taco, head to Tuesday John's for Taco Tuesday for deals on delicious beef Tuesdays. I mean, tacos. Taco John's.
Taco John's new double beef and potato quesadilla is so filling, it's even a mouthful to describe. Double seasoned beef, crispy potato olay's, and five melty cheese cheeses. Try saying that two times fast. New double beef and potato quesadilla for just $4.99 at Taco John John's.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Top of the second inning we go. Carissa Bandel back inside the circle. Bulldogs a 1-0 lead over Troy thanks to a wild pitch in the first inning, allowing Bandel to score from third. Battle of number one and number three in the States, and number one has the 1-0 lead as we start inning number two. Gracie Grable, Kaylee Grable, Gracie McConaughey against Carissa Bandel. Her first pitch to start inning number two is a bunt attempt that's foul, and the count's 0-1. Sophomore Gracie Grable in the win over Riverside. She had a single and a run scored and was 1-for-4 in that ball game. And once again, batting in the cleanup spot. Corner infield playing very in. There's a swing and a miss. High fastball, 0-2. Batting from the right side, a tad open on her stance. The sophomore Grable against the senior Bandel shows bunt, missing it all the way, and it's a strike three call. Second strikeout correction, third strikeout now for Carissa Bandel. First out here in the second. Now Kaylee Grable steps in. Kaylee, the senior first baseman, drove in a couple of runs in the Riverside win off a single and then a ground out. Officially 1-for-4. A swing and a miss at the first pitch. That was low and outside for strike one. .22-0 is McLeod. .19-2 is Troy. Next pitch is high. One ball and one strike. Haven't seen all of the qualifiers yet for 2-1-A. If McLeod wins, they'll be the number one seed at state next week. Troy would more than likely probably be a top three seed, depending on some of the outcomes. Next pitch in there for a strike. So Kaylee Grable now down one ball and two strikes. Bulldogs the only undefeated team left alive. And a pop-up right side, but out of play, foul. Grable stays alive at 1-2. After Emerson Weber grounded out to begin the game, Carissa Bandel has struck out the last three. The 1-2. Make it four. Swing and a miss. Another one goes down, and that'll bring up Gracie McConaughey. Carissa Bandel off to a scorching start here early on. Gracie McConaughey, three at bat. She walked a couple of times in the Riverside game, scored a run, also had a pop out. Bats here with nobody on and two outs in the top of the second, with McLeod leading 1-0. First pitch was outside for a ball, and the 1-0. Swing and a miss. One ball and one strike. McConaughey looked rather frustrated at herself with that swing, which that was a little up and out. And she bats from the right side, tad open on her stance, little wiggle with the bat above the right shoulder. Spins it in the glove as Vandell, swings the arm through, and it swung on and missed. Now one and two. Carissa Vandell, a chance to strike out the side here in the second. So many storylines between these two teams. Strike three call, outside corner, paint the picture. And Carissa Vandell does, in fact, strike out the side. So she's rolling along. Five straight Ks for Carissa Vandell. We head to the bottom of the second. 1-0 McLeod.
The school year is almost over, but another one will be here before you know it. If you have kids that participate in middle school or high school sports, you know that Kansas requires school sports physicals before they can even start practicing this fall. But did you know that you can get your physical done now instead of waiting until the fall? Amberwell Atchison is offering a convenient school sports physical event on May 31st from 4 to 7:30 p.m. The cost is only $25 per physical, payable by cash or card. Registration is required and can be completed online at amberwellhealth.org. Indulge in the ultimate summer treat at Dairy Queen Grill & Chill in Atchison. Their peanut butter puppy chow blizzard is the perfect combination of creamy DQ soft serve and crispy puppy chow pieces, peanut butter topping, and choco chunks. Plus, check out the new summer blizzard menu featuring a variety of refreshing flavors. Celebrate graduations with a deliciously crafted cake, customizable to your liking. Visit Dairy Queen Grill & Chill in Atchison today and experience the sweetness.
It'll be Anna Pat off the bottom of the second inning for McLeod, leading Troy 1-0 in the regional championship game. Engelman's first pitch is a high fastball that swung on and missed for strike number one. Junior catcher Anna Pats. Bats from the right side. Was 0 for 3, reached on an error, scored a run in the win over Valley Falls. Next pitch outside corner, catching it for a strike, and it's 0-2. McLeod had one run on one hit in the first. Carissa Vandell a single, then eventually brought home on a wild pitch. Swing and a miss. Engelman with a strikeout. And quickly one up and one down. First strikeout of this game for Peyton Engelman. That'll bring up the junior first baseman, Elizabeth Holloway. Holloway, a righty, a little closed on her stance. Holloway drove in two runs with a single in the Valley Falls win. And slaps this one foul to the right side. It'll be 0-1. Over the last two seasons, going back to the beginning of last year, McLeod is 38-4. 2 years ago, they finished 9-9. That's 3 years, Troy is 56-7. How about that off-speed pitch catching the inside corner for strike two? And quickly 0-2. Troy was 22-0, reaching the state championship game last year before losing 6-4 to Mission Valley. Swing and a miss. Just like that, two up, two down, two more strikeouts in Ingeman's back pocket. And now it's up to Summer Wyatt to keep it moving.
Now batting number 20, Summer Wyatt.
Summer Wyatt, the junior center fielder. And a single and a stolen base in the semifinal win. Takes the first pitch for a strike. Ingeman working with a little bit extra pace here in the bottom of the second. McLeod, the 1-0 lead. The 0-1. Another swing and a miss. 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Two outs, bottom of the second inning. 1-0 McLeod. Nobody on in this regional championship. Ingeman's pitch. Yes, ma'am. Strikes out the side. Swing and a miss. And that is how you get it done. So both pitchers getting it done on the mound, striking out the side in the second inning. So we head to the top of the third inning. McLeod 1 and Troy 0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Union State Bank of Atchison is here to help you build your business. Like you, they are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For their fellow local businesses, they offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. They have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of their 8 convenient locations to talk with their team. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Third inning in the regional championship game, McLouth 1, Troy nothing. Here on KARE 93.7, BTJC with you. Bottom third of the order, Davina Bennett, Allison Grable, Mackenzie Christensen for Troy. Carissa Bandel has struck out 5 in a row. First pitch, high and outside for a ball. Senior right fielder, Davina Bennett. Reached base in one of her 3 at-bats in the semifinal win via a walk. She takes a strike there at the knees. It's 1-1. She had some issues fielding in right field. She had a couple of errors in an inning. Did not affect the outcome, but was ultimately moved over to left field after a couple of tough plays. Takes one low and inside, 2 balls and 1 strike. Bennett's Grable, Christensen, 2 up in the top of the third. Bulldogs with the 1-0 lead. Next pitch in the dirt and inside, now 3-1. We had the first game of the doubleheader just a little over a couple of weeks ago at McLouth, and the Bulldogs won it 6-2. There's a swing and a miss on a 3-1 pitch, and the count is full at 3-2. The 2 runs, shockingly enough, was off the bat of Peyton Ingeman. It was a home run in the first inning, and they did not score the rest of that game or the rest of that 2-game series. And it's high and outside for ball 4. First base runner in the game for Troy. That'll bring up Allison Grable. Allison was hit by a pitch and scored a run. Also struck out a couple of times in the win over Riverside. Shows bunt, pops it in the air, but up against the fence for strike 1. How good both of these teams are. When you look at how the game went last year, 1-0, and you kind of wipe away the regular season meeting, how technical it's going to be when runners get on base against 2 of the best pitchers in the state. Ingeman, of course, the reigning 2-1-A pitcher of the year. Carissa Bandel, no slouch herself. There's a bunt, put down but foul, so now 2 strikes. Bennett's at first base, nobody out. 0-2 count here on Allison Grable. Top of the third inning, 1-0 McLouth. Trip to Pratt is on the line. Troy wants to get back after finishing runner-up a year ago. Big 0-2 pitch coming. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Another strikeout. Make it 6 for Carissa Bandel, and that's the first out in the third. That'll bring up Mackenzie Christensen.
Number 10, Mackenzie Christensen.
Then it's at first. Now 1 out. 6 strikeouts in the game for Carissa Bandel. Christensen lined out, grounded out, and struck out in her 3 at-bats against Riverside, and she puts a bunt down but foul, and it's 0-1. Getting the sign from head coach Kyle McConaughey down at third. Troy rocking their blue jersey tops, gray pants, white and black jersey tops for McLouth with black pants and some yellow trim on the socks. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss, kind of half-hearted. And she was kind of mixed on whether she wanted to go, and it seemed like kind of a hard check swing, but nonetheless, strike two. A pitch that was well up and out of the zone. So now 0-2, a chance at another strikeout here for Carissa Bandel. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Yes, and another. 7 Carissa Bandel strikeouts through 2 2/3. And now back at the top of the order. Emerson Weber. Weber grounded out her first time up. Bennett still stranded at first base, leading off the inning with a walk, but back-to-back strikeouts, limiting the threat opportunity here for the Trojans, as McLeod holding on to the 1-0 lead. Pitch to Weber is fouled straight back. Great fan support, both of these teams here today. Not many spots available, and it extends down both the left field and right field line with chairs all across this beautiful ball field. Next pitch is low, and it's 1-1. If Weber is able to do something, that would bring up Wettstein. Certainly two of the more high-powered offenses in the state, but right now it's going up against two of the best pitchers in the state. Next pitch is low, 2-1. You're on Weber. 2 outs, a runner at first. Top of the third inning, 1-0 McLeod. Ground ball sharp. Dan on a bobble, play at first, not in time. A hard shot, everyone is safe, and now first and second with 2 outs. It was a hard shot, but certainly a chance for Lee. It'll go down as an error. And Bennett's up to second base, Weber at first, and now it's Harper Wettstein's turn. A base hit could tie the game. 1-0 McLeod. Troy threatening here in the top of the third. 2 on and 2 out. Wettstein struck out her first time up, and she takes a first pitch strike. She didn't like the call. And it's 0-1. Bennett's led off the inning with a walk. Grable and Christensen struck out back-to-back, and then Weber able to reach on an error. Here is the 0-1. She shows bunt, pops it in the air, off the fence and foul, and it's quickly 0-2. So a chance to get out of the inning. Carissa Bandel, who's been dynamite, but the first out of the three innings, she's had to face really any pressure so far. 2 on and 2 outs. McLeod 1-0. The 0-2. Just a bit low. The fans thought it was strike 3, but no go via the umpire. And it's now 1-2. You certainly want to get this one here because Peyton Ingeman is on deck. Swing and a miss on a high fastball. And Carissa Bandel gets out of the threat. So 2.5 now in the books. And McLeod, a 1-0 lead over Troy here in the regional championship on CARE 93.7.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Mm-hmm.
championship softball game between Troy and McClouth here on KARE 93.7. Bottom of the third inning we go. Home team Bulldogs with the 1-0 lead over the Trojans. Carissa Bandel scoring on a wild pitch in the first. And 8-9-1 in the McClouth order against Ingeman here in the bottom of the third. Marissa Carey leading things off. Ingeman's first pitch. She shows bunt, puts it down pretty well. Ingeman fields, throws to first, high, but in time. There's the first out. That'll bring up Charlie Coffin, the freshman DP. Coffin from the left side of the plate. Freshman 0-for-2 with a walk in the win over Valley Falls earlier today. And she slaps one to the right side, but foul. And quickly 0-1. Just one hit between the two teams through two-plus innings of work. A pitcher's duel. Two of the best, no doubt. Here's Ingeman's next pitch. Outside, one ball and one strike. Ingeman struck out the side in the second. She racked up 12 strikeouts against Riverside, the Central Arkansas commit. Here is the 1-1. Another foul ball to the left side, and it's now one ball and two strikes. Defense playing fairly straight up. The outfield is playing very shallow on the freshman Coffin. The right fielder Bennett is basically on the dirt in the infield. Next pitch is low. Now two balls and two strikes. The left fielder and Allison Grable a little bit farther back, and then the center fielder Westine not far off the dirt herself. Right center field is very well open. Next pitch is outside, and it runs full. 3-2. That one was close. 3 balls and 2 strikes. 1 out and nobody on. Bottom of the third inning, 1-0 McClouth. Ingeman fires. And another foul ball. So battling here is the number 9 hitter and the freshman Coffin against the senior in D1 commit. Try it again at 3-2. The lefty against the righty. Shuffling it in the right hand. Now into the mitt. The knee kicks and fires. Check swing. Might have been ball 4, but it's going to be strike 3. And out number 2. 4 strikeouts now for Ingeman.
Batting number 1, Carissa Bandel.
Carissa Bandel, the lone hit in the game. A single in the first and scored the lone run via a wild pitch. Ingeman, first pitch, it is high. Carissa showed bunt, pulled back in time. So it's 1-0. Corner infield playing in. Kaylee Grable at first, McConaughey at third. Short and second, playing a little bit farther back. This one off the inside part of the bat, popped in the air, running on to make the catch is Ingeman. And another 3-up and 3-down frame. She has retired 9 in a row. So now 3 innings are concluded. And we head to the fourth. McClouth 1, Troy nothing here on KARE.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded, that's my bank.
Down in this regional championship game, McLouth 1, Troy nothing. Here on KARE 93.7. Thanks so much for hanging with us. Of course, the third game of the day. Troy and McLouth both easy winners in the semifinal contest. 10-0 McLouth over Valley Falls, 11-2 Troy over Riverside to get to this game for a second consecutive year. Troy won 1-0 over McLouth last year on this same field. A walk-off hit in the seventh inning. Finished runner-up in 2-1A. But McLouth is the number one team coming in. The lone undefeated team left at 22-0. And what a battle as Peyton Ingeman will lead things off in the fourth. First pitch by Carissa Bandel is high for a ball. So again, the home run by Ingeman in the first game. Her 17th of the year, she's one away from tying the single-season state record. We have been tracking it, and there's a swing and a miss. Now one ball and one strike. She struck out her first time up. Struck out looking on a 1-2 pitch on the outside corner. She's open on her stance, plays back in the box. Carissa swinging it through. It is high, and Ingeman kept the bat on the shoulder, and it's now two balls and one strike. Gracie Grable will follow. Kaylee Grable after that. Here in the top of the fourth. Troy trailing McLouth 1-0. This one is roped down the left field line. Does it stay fair? It's not. It's out of play. Man, Ingeman was close. Just a little bit out in front. What could have been a record-tying home run. Instead, it's allowed. Strike number two. So now two balls and two strikes. Carissa Bandel settles in. It's the sign. And fires. It is high. 3-2. The count runs full. Troy, so far, they have had two base runners via a walk and an error. The 3-2 to Ingeman. And she fouls it straight back. A little low and inside. Might have been ball four, but she was swinging. She was planning, you could tell, to swing at that regardless. Now let's see how she handles another 3-2 pitch from Carissa Bandel. And here it is. Strike three on the outside corner. She's caught looking again. And the first out here in the fourth, and always a monster out when you can get Ingeman down. That'll bring up Gracie Grable. Grable struck out her first time up. That is now 9 strikeouts for Carissa Bandel. First pitch to Gracie Grable. In there for a strike. Cruising along in this pitcher's duel in this regional championship. Top of the fourth, 1-0 McLouth. Showing bunt, puts it down. It's going to be a tough play. Third baseman makes the throw, and it's wide into right field. Carey throws it wide, but unable to get to second base as Abby Patz was able to jump on it quickly, but an error is going to get Gracie Grable at first with one out. That'll be the second error against McLouth. So one on and one out. Troy, the tying run at first. First pitch to Kaylee Grable is swung on and fouled away. She struck out her first time up. And she's got Gracie over there at first base after reaching on an error. Top of the fourth, 1-0 McLouth. Trip to state on the line. She'll show bunt. She pops it in the air. This is playable. The catcher makes the catch. It is Anna Pats in a double play. Caught off the bag was Grable at first, and it's a double play to end any kind of threat. So 3.5 now in the books. Big get there for McLeod with a 1-0 lead here on KARE 93.7.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacements, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Smithville and 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Blair Milling in Acheson has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
To the 1-0 lead here over Troy on KARE 93.7. Bottom of the fourth inning we go. McLeod will have Crescenda Vandell leading things off against Peyton Ingeman. And the first pitch fouled away for strike number one. Crescenda Vandell popped out to Ingeman her first time up. Leads things off here in the bottom of the fourth. The Bulldogs holding on to a 1-0 lead. A run, a wild pitch in the first, the lone run. She'll slap this one to the left side. It's going to be an infield hit. They had played kind of a awkward shift over there, and she put it in the absolute right spot. No chance for a play. Second hit for McLeod. And the first today in this game for Crescenda Vandell, and she's at first with nobody out. Now Jillian Holwick popped out to the catcher her first time up. Now Crescenda Vandell at first. With nobody out here in the fourth, Bulldogs with a 1-0 lead. Ingeman's pitch. They'll show bunt. Pulls back. Here's a steal attempt. Throw to second. Not in time. The throw was a little bit short, a little one-hopper. But Crescenda Vandell steals second, and a base hit could double up the lead. You get through the Vandells, but still Holwick and Lee, two very strong hitters in this McLeod lineup. Runner at second base. Nobody out. And she'll put down a good bunt. That'll get the runner to third. Play it first in time for the out. But Crescenda Vandell is at third base with one out. Holwick does her job with the sack. Now Danny Lee. Grounded out to second her first time up, but hit two home runs in the semifinal win. One a two-run homer, the other a three-run homer. She has Crescenda Vandell at third with one out. Her team up 1-0 in the fourth. First pitch by Ingeman, a little bit up and out for ball number one. With both of these pitchers, as good as they are, one run feels like you're almost scoring five runs. Just so crucial for McLeod to get this runner in with only one out. Next pitch is up. It gets away from Christensen, and another wild pitch allowing the second run to score. McLeod 2, Troy nothing. Another wild pitch leads to a run. It was the issue in the first game of the doubleheader a couple of weeks ago, and it is hurting Troy here in the regional championship. A 2-0 count on Lee, now nobody on, and one out. McLeod now the 2-0 advantage. This one fouled away, 2-1. Now on Lee. McLeod, two runs now on two hits. Low scoring on wild pitches. Ingeman's 2-1, low and inside, it's 3-1. Clouth making noise here in the bottom of the fourth, extending on their lead. All right. already more runs in this regional championship than last year's matchup where Troy won it 1-0. Now Lee slaps it into right field, but coming on to make the catch is Bennett. Good to see her make that play after a tough go on a couple of errors in the first game. She runs in to make the catch for the second out. And now the junior, Anna Patz. A catcher struck out her first time up. Patz here in the bottom of the fourth, her team with the 2-0 lead. Two outs and nobody on. Engelman has four strikeouts. And the first pitch, she'll show bunt, slaps it to the left side, but foul. And it's 0-1. Corner infield playing in. Second and short, playing a little bit more back. 0-1 count. Here on Pats. A single by Crescenda Bandel. She stole second, got to third on a sacrifice, and then scored on a wild pitch. Watching all the way. That one is in there for a strike, and it's 0-2. It was a strike away from the Trojans to get out of the inning with only one run allowed. Keep it within two. Engelman's pitch, and the dirt ball one. One ball and two strikes. Pratt is the site for the state championship tournament next week. Trojans want to get back. McLeod wants to be the number one seed going in. This one is lined out of play foul. It'll stay 1-2. No matter who wins this game, we will have you covered next week in Pratt. Whether it's McLeod or Troy. Right now, McLeod, a 2-0 lead here at the bottom of the fourth. And the pitch is fouled back again. Stays 1-2. So a battle here with Pats and Engelman. Troy has not yet had a hit. They've had a couple of base runners, but have been unable to score on Carissa Bandel. Here's the 1-2 by Engelman, thinking about it for a second. Now likes it. And fires. And gets a strikeout. But the Bulldogs get another big run via a wild pitch. And now four innings through it. McLeod 2, Troy nothing, here on CARE.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melt, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repair, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Bandel back to work here as we start the fifth inning. Bulldogs 2, Troy nothing in the regional championship here in Wathena. It's been a gorgeous afternoon into the early evening hours. Weather has not been an issue here the last couple of days, although Sunday and Monday we had quite a few postponements and movements with a lot of tournaments in our area. I'm just glad to bring it in. Top of the fifth inning here for Troy. It'll be Gracie McConaughey to lead things off. Struck out her first time up. 9 strikeouts in the game for Carissa Bandel. And the first pitch to start the fifth inning is low and outside. Troy does not have a hit. They've had a couple of base runners. They had 2 on in the third via an error and a walk. Next pitch is outside, 2-0. And then Gracie Grable last inning reached on an error, but ultimately the inning ended on a pop-out, throw-em-out double play. Here is the 2-0. Swing and a miss. Now 2 balls and 1 strike. Bennett's will follow. Allison Grable after that. You're in the top half of the fifth for Troy. Trying to return back to a state tournament. McConaughey open on her stance. A 2-1 count. Shows bunt. Pulls back. It's low for ball three. 3 balls and 1 strike. Lights are now on here at the ball field. Next pitch, swung on and missed. 3 balls and 2 strikes, it runs full. 2-0 McClouth. Fifth inning just getting underway. Looking to crown a regional champ. 3-2 the pitch. Outside, ball four. Close. But no cigar on that one. So McConaughey reaching to lead off the fifth. The fourth base runner, but still Troy without a hit. Now that brings up Davina Bennett, who was one of the base runners who walked in her first at bat. Vandell right down the center for the first pitch strike. It is 0-1. Troy gets something back here, trailing 2-0. Here is Carissa Bandel's next pitch, bunt shown. It's in there for a strike. So we'll see if Bennett wants to lay down a bunt. Both teams have had some issues in this game with trying to bunt and ultimately with multiple pop-outs. She doesn't show bunt. She swings and misses at that pitch. And it's a strikeout. So I was off. It was 0-2, not 1-1, so that is strikeout number 10 for Carissa Bandel. And a big first out here in the top of the fifth. McConaughey at first, one out. Allison Grable steps in. She struck out her first time up. Right side, open on the stance against the righty, Carissa Bandel. First pitch, swing and a miss for a strike, and it was a foul ball. And it is 0-1. Umpire gets a swipe with the brush on home plate. As Allison Grable gets the signs down from head coach Kyle McConaughey. No balls, one strike, one out, top five. 2-0 McClouth, runner at first. Vandell's next pitch, showing bunt, and missed it for a strike. It is 0-2. With Mackenzie Christensen due up next. Big 0-2 pitch coming up here for Carissa Bandel. 10 strikeouts already. Make it 11. Swing and a miss. 11 strikeouts for Carissa Bandel. And the leadoff walk is becoming in danger of not being able to get much out of it. Number 9 in the order, Mackenzie Christensen. She was a strikeout victim her first time up. Runner at first still with now 2 outs. Swing and a miss for strike number 1. 2-0 McClouth, top of the fifth inning. Regional title is on the line. Trip to state is on the line. And Carissa Bandel cruising so far through 4 2/3. Next pitch. Right in there. Strike number 2. And Christensen now as in protection mode as you can be. Kind of try to get a bat on a ball. Put something in play, make the defense work. 0-2. Low and inside. Good eye. She wanted to swing, but tucked it up and kept it back. 1 ball and 2 strikes. McConaughey led off the inning with a walk, but then back-to-back strikeouts on Bennett and Grable. Troy again in danger of keeping them stranded, and there is strikeout number 12. After a leadoff walk, Carissa Bandel strikes out the side. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning in the regional championship. McLeod 2, Troy nothing.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So, for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
True taco lovers can't say Tuesday without thinking taco, especially at the home of Taco Tuesday, Taco John's. So this taco, head to Tuesday John's for Taco Tuesday for deals on delicious beef Tuesdays. I mean, tacos. Taco John's.
Taco John's new double beef and potato quesadilla is so filling, it's even a mouthful to describe. Double seasoned beef, crispy potato olay's, and five melty cheese cheeses. Try saying that two times fast. New double beef and potato quesadilla for just $4.99 at Taco John John's.
Peyton Ingeman back to work for Troy, but the Trojans got a limit. Anything else for the Bulldogs offense? A 2-0 McLeod lead as we start the bottom of the fifth in the regional championship here on KARE 93.7. Elizabeth Holloway, followed by Summer Wyatt and Marissa Carey. Ingeman with five strikeouts in the game after 12 in the win over Riverside in the semis. First pitch to Holloway in the bottom of the fifth is up high for a ball. Holloway, strikeout victim, her first time up. And McLeod right now, the 2-0 lead. Ingeman's 1-0 is fouled out of play. One ball and one strike. Holloway had a big 2-RBI single in a 4-run fifth inning in the semifinal win, also scored a run. Now one ball, one strike here on Ingeman. The pitch. This one's fouled. Hit well, but out of play to the right side. Cars beware, and it's now 1-2. In Holloway, Wyatt, and Carey. Troy down to six outs. Their season on the line. Winner moves on to state, loser goes home. Swing and a miss. Ingeman a strikeout, make it six. Second time Holloway is down swinging. That'll bring up Summer Wyatt. Wyatt struck out her first time up. Bats here for a second time in the fifth. Nobody on and one out. McLeod leading 2-0. Ingeman checks the band, gets the sign, release. Low and inside for a ball. 2 runs, 2 hits for McLeod. No runs, no hits for Troy. Unofficially. Now the error back in the fourth inning by Danny Lee at shortstop on a ball struck well by Gracie Grable could have honestly gone either way, but unofficially down is an error. Count 2 balls and no strikes here on Wyatt. And she takes one low for ball 3, and it's now 3-0. Let's see what Wyatt does here. I doubt she'll take the bat off the shoulder here on 3-0. Here is the pitch by Ingeman, watching all the way for a strike, and it's 3-1. McLeod fans thought it was high. The umpire calling that one a strike, now 3-1. Here is the 3-1 by Ingeman. Ground ball right side, good. Backhanded stab by the first baseman in Kaylee Grable. She touches the bag for the second out. Three unassisted. So now two outs, nobody on. Marissa Carey. Grounded out her first time up. And bats here in the bottom of the fifth inning with her team up 2-0. First pitch to Carey. Swing and a miss. Wearing jersey number 19, Marissa Carey, junior third baseman. She drove in two with an RBI with a single. A couple of runs drove in with that single in the four-run fifth inning, and the 10-0 win over Valley Falls. No balls, one strike here on Carey. Ingeman's pitch. It is fouled to the right side, and it's 0-2. Ingeman has struck out six. Carissa Bandel on the other side has struck out 11. Ingeman trying to wrap this inning up quickly, trying to go three up, three down. It's the sign, 0-2 on Carey, and the pitch. Swing and a miss, she does so, strike three, seven now in the strikeout category, and the fifth inning is done. We're down to the final two frames, McLeod 2 and Troy nothing here on KARE 93.7.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
The school year is almost over, but another one will be here before you know it. If you have kids that participate in middle school or high school sports, you know that Kansas requires school sports physicals before they can even start practicing this fall. But did you know that you can get your physical done now instead of waiting until the fall? Amberwell Atchison is offering a convenient school sports physical event on May 31st from 4 to 7:30 p.m. The cost is only $25 per physical, payable by cash or card. Registration is required and can be completed online at amberwellhealth.org.
Regional championship down to the final two innings as we start the top of the sixth. Troy trailing McLeod 2-0. It'll be Emerson Weber, top of the order, to lead things off. Weber, Wettstein, and Ingeman. Carissa Bandel, dynamite with 11 strikeouts to lead the Bulldogs inside the circle. Two innings away from a trip to state. Popped up here on the first pitch, tailing towards the line, and just out of play. Weber grounded out to third, lead off the game, and reached on an error in the third. And I'll say unofficially, but Troy has had four base runners, but none have been via a hit. They have a couple of walks and have also reached on a couple of errors. They trail McLeod 2-0 in the sixth. Little dribbler left side, third baseman, a wide throw, and the out is recorded. Carey's throw was wide, but a good stretch for Holloway. It's 5-3 for out number one. That'll bring up Harper Wettstein. Wettstein 0-2, couple of strikeouts. One out, nobody on, top of the sixth. Troy down to their final five outs. McLeod holding on to the 2-0 lead. Both runs scored on a wild pitch. First pitch swinging, pops it up left side. An easy play for Lee at short. And two up and two down. So here's Peyton Ingeman once again in what could be her final at-bat of what's been an incredible career. 17 home runs after the one in the semifinals. one away from tying a single-season state record. Bandel going right at her. And a first pitch strike. Ingeman has struck out, looking in both of her at-bats in this game. What a matchup here in a big spot late in this game. Swing and a miss at a high fastball. It's 0-2, just like that. Bandel trying to strike out the 12th batter in the game. That would be 3 for Ingeman. 0-2 needs to protect. And the pitch. Roped foul, out of play down the left field line. Ingeman's last at bat, she hit one that had home run distance, but it was foul out of play down the left field line. And once again, ultimately striking out looking. But it stays 0-2. Nobody on, two outs. Top of the sixth. 2-0 McLeod. The reigning pitcher of the year. At the deck. Next pitch high. 1-2. Ingeman now staying alive at 1-2. Open on her stance from the right side. Good bend to the knees. No movement with the bat on the right shoulder. Here's the swing of the arm for Bandel, and it's another high fastball for ball two. About the same spot as the last pitch. So from 0-2 to 2-2. Riverside intentionally walked Ingeman twice after her home run. Bandel's been going right at her from the jump. Here's the 2-2. Another high heat. That's out of the zone. It's now 3-2. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carissa Bandel against Peyton Ingeman. A 2-0 McLeod lead in the top of the sixth. And what could be the final at bat of Ingeman's career. How about it? The 3-2. Popped up right side, but foul. And out of play. So we'll try it again. A lot of people on the edge of their seats here with this at bat. Troy down to their final 4 outs. They finished second at the state tournament last year. Here's the 3-2. Popped up, but playable. Left side. This is going to be Lee to make the catch and record the outs. And 3 up and 3 down. Ingeman's 0 for 3. We head to the bottom of the 6th inning. McLeod 2 and Troy nothing.
Indulge in the ultimate summer treat at Dairy Queen Grill & Chill in Atchison. Their peanut butter puppy chow blizzard is the perfect combination of creamy DQ soft serve and crispy puppy chow pieces, peanut butter topping, and choco chunks. Plus, check out the new summer blizzard menu featuring a variety of refreshing flavors. Celebrate graduations with a deliciously crafted cake, customizable to your liking. Visit Dairy Queen Grill & Chill in Atchison today and experience the sweetness.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Final chance here for McLeod to add a little bit of insurance here late in this game. They lead Troy 2-0 as we start the bottom of the sixth here in this regional championship game. 9-1-2 in the order. Coffin and then the Bandels. So Charlie Coffin struck out her first time up. Peyton Ingeman. 7 strikeouts, but her team trails late, 2-0. And the pitch to the left side and foul. Good contact, but it's 0-1. McLeod scored 1 in the first and 1 in the fourth, both on wild pitches. Bandel scored the 1 in the first. Crescenda Bandel scored the 1 in the fourth. And another foul ball for strike number 2. I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, that was the difference in McLeod's 6-2 win over Troy when they met for the first time on May 1st. McLeod swept that doubleheader, but at least five of those six runs were on wild pitches, and now two big ones on wild pitches. The only difference in this score right now is a strike three. Ring it up and sit it down. Coffin is down on strikes for a second at bat, and now to the top of the order with Carissa Bandel. Make it eight strikeouts now for Ingeman. Nobody on, one out. Bottom of the sixth, 2-0 McLeod, trying to get to a state tournament. Popped up left side, going to stay inside the fence, but it's going to land before McConaughey is able to get there. It's 0-1. And Carissa scored the first run of the game, reached on a single, stole second, got to third on a pass ball, and then scored on a wild pitch. And now head coach Ballard Patterson talking to Carissa. Getting some signs there. Clouth, they got a good one there, and Coach Patterson leading the charge down coaching third base. No balls and one strike here on Carissa Bandel. Ingeman's been solid, but her team trailing by two late. Off speed, pitches outside, one ball and one strike. Carissa batting from the left side against the right-handed thrower, Ingeman. One ball and one strike. And the pitch is grounded right back to Ingeman and snags it beautifully. Throw to first in time for the second out. That'll bring up Crescinda Bandel, who scored the second run of the game, singled in the fourth, stole second, got to third on a sack bunt, and then scored on a wild pitch. 2-0 McLeod, bottom of the sixth inning, two outs, nobody on. Regional championship. Ground ball left side, playable for Weber, and she bobbled it. And Crescinda Bandel is safe. A lot of speed from Crescinda, but that goes down as an error by a Weber. So Crescinda Bandel at first with two outs, and now Jillian Holwick, who has popped out and has also laid down a sack bunt and her two at-bats. Boy, any insurance, if McLeod is able to get it, would be huge. Here's a steal attempt, throw to second, not in time. And Crescinda Bandel right back to it, stealing second base. And she's in scoring position with the count 0-1 on Jillian Holwick. Don't want to let this run score if you're Troy. Got to keep it 2-0 going into the seventh. Here is the 0-1. Swing and a miss. And it's 0-2, so Holwick now in protection mode. What a game this has been. What an afternoon it has been. Number one and number three in the state. And right now, number one with the 2-0 lead. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Nine strikeouts for Ingeman, and the Trojans have one more at bat. They need two to keep their season alive. And we got it for you when we come back here on Care 93.7.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
Two 1A Regional Softball Championship in Wathena down to the final inning. And the Trojans coming up trailing 2-0 as it's Gracie Grable, Kaylee Grable, and Gracie McConaughey as the Trojans need at least two to keep their season alive. And McLeod three outs away from the state tournament next week. Brandon Tam and Joseph Curry with you. Thank you so much for hanging with us today. Carissa Vandell has been dynamite with 12 strikeouts, and her first pitch is a high fastball that is swung on and missed by Grable. It's 0-1. Gracie Grable has reached there, and she has also struck out. Tension is rising. She shows bunt, puts it down, and it's foul. And just like that, it is quickly 0-2. What a season it has been for both of these teams. And Troy, who finished runner-up last year, in danger of their season ending in a regional final. Vandell's 0-2. And she'll try to put the bunt down, and it's foul, and that is an out. I just don't understand the idea behind that. At this point in the game, I understand it is hard to get on with the pitchers that are pitching here, but can't allow that to happen when your season's on the line, and that is quickly the first out. So now Troy down to their last two outs. First pitch to Kaylee Grable is high for a ball. Carissa Bandell has been the story for McLeod in this game. Danny Lee was the story in the semifinal win over Valley Falls. Next pitch. Hit well to right center field. Going back to the fence. It is gone! Uh-oh. It is 2-1, a home run by Kaylee Grable, just over the fence in right center. And things are looking a little bit different. And Ballard Patterson is going to go out to the center circle. 2-1, Grable a homer. After everything had been cold all day offensively, that is the first hit for the Trojans in this game, and it provides a run. 2-1 McLeod, one out in the top of the seventh. Now it is up to Gracie McConaughey to keep the line moving. She struck out in the second, walked in the fifth. And now bats here with one out, nobody on in the seventh. Right after Kaylee Grable hit a solo home run to cut the deficit in half. Carissa Vandell back to work. First pitch. Outside for a ball. You can feel almost the tension with the crowd on both sides. Every single pitch. At this point in the game. Gracie bats from the right side. Open on her stance. And she swings and misses at that pitch. It's one ball and one strike. Gracie Grable struck out to begin the inning. And then Kaylee Grable, a solo home run, right center field, to make it a 2-1 McLeod lead. So Troy fighting here in their final at bat. Next pitch is high, 2-1. Fans standing down both lines, down the fences. And the next one, swing and a miss. Pitch probably outside the zone. What could have been 3-1 is now 2-2. And a big 2-2 pitch coming up here for Carissa Vandell. She has 12 strikeouts in the game. And the pitch, just getting a piece and staying alive is McConaughey. Fouls it straight back. At 12, correction now, 13 strikeouts for Vandell. But her team now on edge a little bit. after a solo homer by Kaylee Grable to cut the deficit to 2-1. Here's the 2-2. It is high. She lays off that one, and the count is full. With Davina Bennett due up next. Boy, what a monster pitch this is coming up. The Trojan season is on the line. They need one more to keep it moving. Strike three. She looks at one right down the middle. And now it's up to Davina Bennett. 14 strikeouts now for Carissa Bandel. That is a tough pitch to look at. Knee high over the plate. Might have been a little bit more on the outside edge, but too close to let it go. And a tough one there for McConaughey. Second time she's down on strikes. And now Davina Bennett. The season on the line for Troy. Bandel's first pitch. Inside for a ball. Bennett's walked in the third and then struck out in the fifth. Nobody on, two outs, top of the seventh inning. McLeod 2, Troy 1. Troy down to their final out. Next pitch. Swing and a miss. It's 1-1. McLeod 1 out away from a trip to the state tournament. They would be the top overall seed. They are the lone unbeaten team left. In class 2-1-A, after Northeast Arma was eliminated in their regional. Bennett puts a bunt down, and it's popped foul. And now Troy down to their final strike. And a quick time as Bennett now will talk to head coach Kyle McConaughey between home and third. The senior right fielder, Davina Bennett. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Top of the seventh. 2-1 McLeod. Season on the line. Pitch by Bandel. Strike three! Strike three, swing, and that'll do it. And the number one ranked McLeod Bulldogs are on to the state tournament with a 2-1 win against the Trojans of Troy. What an afternoon and game we had for you here in the championship. The celebration is on for the Bulldogs and head coach Ballard Patterson. We'll step aside. We'll recap this one when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Here, 93.7 is your local sports authority. Not only can you hear sports broadcasts as they happen, but you can also re-listen to the games on mscsports.net. Once you're there, point to the audio tab and click Game Broadcasts to get connected to the game you want to hear. Here, 93.7, your local sports authority.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family, each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
One final time here on Care 93.7, the regional champs, the McLeod Bulldogs, in dramatic fashion hold on for a 2-1 win against the Trojans of Troy. Troy, the runner-up finish from a year ago, bounced here in the regional championship by the number one ranked team in the state, the McLeod Bulldogs, who will be the number one overall seed at the state tournament in Pratt next week, being the lone undefeated team left. They now are 23-0 with the win in what was a pitcher's duel, to say the least, between Peyton Ingeman and Carissa Bandel. Ingeman finishing with 9 strikeouts, but Carissa 15 strikeouts in the game, as hits were very hard to come by. It was 2-0 going into the 7th inning. Kaylee Grable, with a solo home run, cut the deficit in half, which was the first hit of the game for Troy, but then back-to-back strikeouts on McConaughey and Bennett ended the hope for Troy, and the Bulldogs are moving on. I want to thank Neil, also Joseph back in studio. Hard work today. Final stat lines here. 2 runs, 2 hits, 2 errors, 1 left on base for McLeod. 1 run, 1 hit, 1 error, and 3 left on base for the Trojans. McLeod, the number one seed at next week's state tournament in Pratt. Once we get those brackets, we'll get those out to you, but we will have some coverage of that tournament next week with McLeod making that trip out west to Pratt. So McLeod at 23-0, they'll be the number one seed, and they will have their season come to an end with a record of 19-3. All 3 losses were to the McLeod Bulldogs. I want to thank everyone involved. Great hospitality here as always. Again, keep it locked, MSCSports.net. Continue to cover the rest of this week with softball and baseball tournaments and area teams punching tickets to state tournaments. We got regional track meets coming up as well here in the next couple of days. It's that busy time of the year, but we certainly enjoy bringing you all that coverage. The final score in the Class 2-1A regional softball tournament in Wathena. Number 1 ranked McLeod 2, number 3 ranked Troy 1. For Neil and Joseph, I'm Brandon. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week for states, baseball and softball across the MSC Sports Radio Network.
They play great music. I never turn it off.
Hot Country 93.7.